That's dailyhoperadio.com.
The Talk of Mid-Maryland.
Interesting topics to have people call in on.
930.
That's how I stay informed.
WFMD.
Morning News Express on WFMD. Let's talk to Councilwoman Renee Knapp on the Morning News Express. Councilwoman, thank you for being part of the Morning News Express. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're kind of an anomaly. We don't usually get an at-large winner when it comes to you. You were an at-large, I guess, when it came to the elections. I mean, a lot of districts out there, but you are the at-large councilwoman for Frederick County, which is kind of a unique position.
It is. You know, you definitely want to take into consideration issues that span the entire county. And, yeah, I was really pleased that that I was successful and get to be in this job for, oh, gosh, a little over a year. And it's been a really great experience.
Great experience, or has it been eye-opening?
Oh, certainly. I mean, I'm still learning things every day. We're heading into this year's budget season, and you know, definitely learned a lot in the last year, and continue to learning things every day. You kind of think you know what's going on, and then you sort of dig into the budget and issues across the county and the different divisions. Yeah, and I'm still learning every day.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's start off with the budget. And, of course, county executive, Jessica Fitzwater, has proposed an increase in the property taxes. Now, we know that usually we don't get to see that very often. We'll see an assessment adjustment, but never we haven't seen it in a while, an actual increase in the property tax. First of all, give me your sense on that.
So, you know, the property tax increase that is proposed in this budget, it's kind of set aside from the rest of the budget because the funding will be going exclusively to construction projects, school construction projects in Frederick County that can't be addressed through impact or mitigation fees, talking about renovation and construction of our older school buildings in Frederick County.
When is this something that the council can do? Because then we've all seen this. Now, I don't know, you've been here for a long time in Frederick County. You got kids who went through the Frederick County Public Schools. You went through, I've seen in my lifetime, I'm going to be 62 this year, where I've seen, okay, we're going to bring the lottery in. The lotto is going to go to education and started building stadiums. Then it was, we're going to do something else. It's going to go gambling. It's going to go to education. So they took the money that they had in the general fund for education, took that aside. Now, this is not the county. This is the state. And using that, and then they just, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul. I see this all the time. It's always about education. And if it gets into the general fund, are we really sure that it's going to go to education and building and infrastructure for the school system? And if it doesn't, is there something that that happens to kind of education and building and infrastructure for the school system? And if it doesn't, is there something that that happens to kind of fix that? You know, what can the council do to make sure that it goes there?
Well, since this funding will be going into the capital budget, when any county executive or council allocates money, the executive votes on the budget, presents the budget, and the council votes on the budget and passes it. You're correct that you can't bind future councils or executives, but this funding has been designated to go into capital projects, not just operating the operating budget. So. Guarantee, nothing is guaranteed, but I do believe that this funding will be designated for our aging school infrastructure. And if it's going into capital projects, I'm not sure it'll be easier to move around.
Will we take then money that has been set aside for capital projects and go, okay, well, now since we have this increase, we're not going to put that money towards it. And then where does that money go to you, do you think?
so the funding, this designated funding, if we get this funding source in place, it will take some pressure off of the new school construction projects. And, you know, so I'm not sure what, could you ask the question again?
Well, I'm just, because so it happens all the time. Okay, so now we have, and I don't know how much money that's going to be, that's going to go from the property tax increase, which, by the way, we've all been told, I'll change my question. So the money that's going to come in from this tax increase is earmarked for a specific purpose, which had money in the budget already earmarked for those kind of specific purposes. What then happens to that money?
I think this is additional money. I mean, we have, Frederick County has 33 school facilities that are over 30 years old. And you're right, I attended three of them. And, you know, there is no designated funding source for aging school infrastructure. And it's getting difficult to justify schools in the northern and the western part of the county not being, you know, not being up to par with the new schools that we're building in terms of the facilities and the technology. And I think that this is a way to address this now and moving into the future, and also sort of asserting local control over the issue. And we're not waiting to, you know, for partners and other sources of funding. This is where we can directly impact our aging school infrastructure.
We'll have more with Councilwoman Renee Knapp coming up next on the Morning News Express on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Morning News Express 721 at WFMD. Council member of Frederick County, Renee Knapp, joins us this morning. Ms. Knapp, if you were to pick what your number one priority is when it comes to the budget, what would that be?
Oh, gosh. Pick one. Education. Oh, it's okay. So hard. Education and senior services. That's two. Sorry, but
that's okay. No, you're allowed. We will allow that. Yes, we will allow that.
No, thank you. So our senior population, you know, growing faster than school age children. We're moving to a service coordination model. It's going to be very important that our seniors understand the services that are available to them. There are some items in the budget that will help with outreach with that. And of course, education. I mean, it's one of the most important, if not the most important, county function. Infrastructure, education, and, you know, senior services.
So when you talk about, when we're talking about the budget, of course, we heard a couple weeks ago that Frederick County is one of the fastest growing counties in the state of Maryland. If that is the case, and Frederick City happens to be building a whole bunch of houses, and some places in the county have been doing the same thing, it is growing. Why isn't the growth taking care of those needs?
Well, the growth, we have, when the developers are responsible, they pay fees, right? They pay impact fees, mitigation fees. We do not, the school system can, I think it's a matter of just speed and being able to get the buildings built as quickly as we need them. The process for them is lengthy, and it has to be worked into the budget. And I just think that we're having difficulty. Clearly, you drive around the county, we're having difficulty making these buildings and facilities as quickly as we need them.
In your mind, and I know you don't sit on the Board of Education, so I may be asking the wrong person the wrong question. What do we need when it comes to, I do know that schools need to be fixed up. I mean, Walkersville, I mean, you hear New Midway all the time that needs some help, and other schools that have, probably need some upgrades to them. But what do we need? Do we need elementary schools? Do we need middle schools? Do we need high schools? You hear a lot that younger people are waiting longer, if not having kids at all. So are we going to build schools that may be not empty, but maybe not as full as there should be down the road?
If you take areas of the county, you're right, like the northern part and the western parts of the county, we have elementary schools that are older. They need to be updated. They need to have current technology. They need to be safe. They need to be on the same level of quality as new schools. We just passed the South Frederick Corridors Plan. That's going to involve more additional schools as well. It'll be probably a different model. They're looking at different models of how we can build school buildings more quickly, more efficiently. Yeah, we're going to need high schools, but we're also going to need, building high schools in the eastern part of the county, in addition to accommodate all of the new growth that's coming there. But it's also important to make sure that the older school buildings that we have are of the same quality as the new school buildings that we have.
We're talking with Renee Knapp on Free Talk 930 WFMD, and the budget, from what I understand, of course, the council can take away from the budget, but they can't add to the budget. So have you had a chance? I mean, it's 400 and some odd pages long. Have you had a chance to go kind of completely through it? And is there anything in the budget that you're going to go, yeah, I don't think we really need that yet or at all?
There are definitely areas where I think that we have to look at. You can't just, when you receive a budget, you have to go through and look at it critically and make sure that you're understanding what the proposed amounts are and why they are that way. Are there areas in the county that we could maybe start to shift priorities? I think there's a possibility for that. I want to make sure that, I think that the parks and rec initiatives, as well as the biking initiatives that we have in the county and in the city, we're making sure that those areas are being utilized, and making sure that we're measuring that, and making sure that we understand if they're being utilized by our residents. I think that's an area. And we've spent a lot on parks and rec in the last, decade or more.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to look and see whether or not we can sort of look at our, do we need that money for roads? Do we need that money for schools? I'm still looking at that, and we're going to have budget workshops on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and we'll get answers to those questions. There's always room, I think, to look at the budget and understand it critically and not just, look for savings where you can.
We'll have more. Are you able to hang out for just a little bit longer?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We'll have more with Councilwoman. Do you want to be Councilwoman, Councilman? I always get confused on Councilperson. How do I address you?
I answer to all, but Councilwoman is great.
Okay.
But, Renee, whatever.
We won't call you Renee. That's just out of respect for the office. 727 on the Morning News Express on WFMD.
From the 930 WFMD News Center.
A bond hearing was held for Thurmont Town Commissioner charged with sex abuse of a minor.
News at 30 past the hour on News Radio 930 WFMD.
Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Alive and kicking in mid-Maryland. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Wrapping up our conversation with Councilwoman Renee Knapp here in the Morning News Express. Appreciate her coming in. Hopefully we can do this more often. I want to go back to the budget real quick. I mean, that's kind of the big thing right now. But there are other things that are happening. One of the things, as I was trying to allude to a little while ago, was the Frederick County is one of the fastest growing counties. But not only did the county executive say that revenue is down, the governor has said revenue was down. One of the things that I believe, and I've talked to a lot of people, is that taxes in Maryland are killing us. And people are leaving Frederick County because it's too expensive to live. And with the increase of of property taxes, more people are going to leave Frederick County, and that will hurt the revenue source. So how do we combat that?
So a couple of thoughts there. To combat that, one thing that we can do is to promote business growth. That will raise our commercial tax base so that not all of the needs of Frederick County are being funded by the residential property taxes. And in terms of our budget compared to others in the county, I know people, people don't want to. You live in Frederick County, you want to know about Frederick County. Harford County, their budget, they have 10,000 fewer people, and they've passed a $1.2 billion budget. And of course, budgets in Howard and Montgomery counties, they're, a lot more than we have in Frederick County. So I think everybody is feeling the pain of slower growth, slower revenue. But I think the key to that really is to promote you know, business growth and get that commercial tax base up, because otherwise we're going to continue to have to go back to the residents to fund all of the needs in Frederick County.
When you say that, there is, and maybe you hear it, I know I hear it, that Frederick County is not all that business friendly.
Yes, that I have heard that. The Office of Economic Development is, they endeavor to attract businesses to Frederick County. I know that the county government is attempting to streamline processes to get businesses to come to Frederick County. I agree with you there. You know, there is a struggle there, but I don't see any other way to offset the other, like I said before. I mean, the residential property taxes, we can't continue to grow the way that we are in the way that we are without having some business growth to offset that.
Any final words and thoughts that you want to get all over that we haven't discussed that you want to get out there?
No, just that I'm enjoying my job on the county council. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. I really appreciate my fellow council members. I appreciate people who have held this job before me. It's a lot of work, but if you care about the county and you do it well, it takes a lot of effort, and I appreciate everybody who's held this office.
Councilwoman Renee Knapp, we appreciate you joining us on the Morning News Express. Let's hope it won't be the last time.
I hope not, but thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Next time, the gloves come off.
Oh, no.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Bob.
It. Have a great day. It's the Morning News Express, 7:39 at WFMD.
9:30 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
We've got an accident that's still working 15 northbound by Blue Mountain Road in Thurmont, left lane open. It's medical emergency, 70 westbound after 27 in Mount Airy. We're seeing some delays on and off eastbound on 70 approaching 32 between 40 and 29, and then the Patapsco River Bridge in 695. 270 southbound delays are banded to Hyattstown. More of a solid slowdown, Father Hurley Boulevard to 124. Some stop and go 15 southbound this morning just above Luckett's Road to Rocky Meadow Lane. And this is brought to you by Frederick Aaron Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Aaron, it's a good call.
This WFMD MTA update, a service of Transit. Transit services of Frederick County.
Good morning from the MTA. Taking a look at the Brunswick line, train 894 is operating about 5 to 10 minutes behind, scheduled to arrive in Washington just after 9 o'clock. Final departure out of Point of Rocks is train 880. That train is leaving in about 15 minutes, arriving at Union Station just before 9:30. For the MTA Transit Team, I'm Austin Todd on WFMD.
The 9:30 WFMD Sky Scan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties calls for areas of frost this morning. Otherwise, we'll have a sunny, breezy Tuesday. Our high 71 with winds to 20 miles an hour. We'll have scattered showers overnight with a low of 51. Isolated showers are on the way for Wednesday. Cloudy skies will gradually become mostly sunny. Our high 69 with winds to 25 miles an hour. Thursday should be a sunny day with a high of 61. PJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Rod Tanner.
Well, thank you. Outside, we've got, sunny skies and 39 at WFMD in the Morning News Express. I'm Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Frederick Health's Radio for a Cause.
The second annual Run to the Rescue 5K is taking place on Saturday, April 27th at FCC. The race is going to honor public safety professionals who run, dispatch, and drive our rescue every day. Participants will get a t-shirt and a race medal. All proceeds will benefit scholarships for public safety students at FCC. To register, go to macemps.org/run. And following the race, it's the Western Maryland Public Safety Expo. Check out what it's like to work in public safety and maybe even find a job yourself. The expo is free and open to the public with canine demonstrations, activities for the kids, and more.
Frederick Health's Radio for a Cause is supported by Premier Dental Arts, All Shred, Johnson & Johnson Heating and Air Conditioning, and Auto Spa Express.
Hi, this is Mike with Armor Fence of Maryland. Don't wait to get that new fence. We have vinyl, wood, aluminum fences in stock for installation all year long and all the supplies you'll need for do-it-yourselfers.
Call 301-473-5000 today.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart.
Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals since 1877. The goal is to ensure that pets have a safe shelter, especially during natural disasters. Adopting a shelter pet allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Please consider adopting today and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work at AmericanHumane.org.
This is Mid-Maryland's News and Talk Alternative, 930 WFMD.
And right now, it is time now for the Almanac, a service of Washington Vascular Specialist and John Ashbery's book, and all our yesterdays, a history of Frederick County. On this date in history, in 1755, George Washington met with General Edward Braddock and possibly Benjamin Franklin at a West All Saints Street tavern to plan the British attack on Fort Duquesne. The building was demolished in 1913 to make way for a milk plant. Baltimore and Ohio Railroad track to Point of Rocks was completed in 1832. Also on this date in history, in 1893, the Frederick and Middletown Valley Passenger Railroad Company was incorporated. The Frederick County Chamber of Commerce and the Historical Society of Frederick County became owners of the estate of George Alfred Gath Townsend, west of Burkittsville. Purchase price $3,500 for a 105-acre property. That's pretty good right there. Also on this date in history, Hank Aaron hit his 755 Major League home runs on this date in history. That happened in 1954. On this date in 1969, Sirhan Sirhan was formally sentenced to death after the assassination of Robert Kennedy. Some reason that audio didn't want to play for you this morning. I know we've got any story,
man. The man is dead.
All right.
Dead. All right. Myself. So right. If there was any conspiracy, I'm completely unaware of it.
Yeah, he was commuted to a life in prison. He remains incarcerated to this day. A Bronx civil court ordered Bernard.